turn your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Is the Mic Still On podcast. I'm Kenneth B. Inge. Joining me as usual is BZ430.
What up, though?
Say It Ain't Soph.
Hey, what's up?
Modest Media.
What up, man?
Mike C Town. And
we didn't hear you.
My eyes are. Let me do this in the mic. It sounds gross. I was trying to.
Nobody can hear your eye boogers.
They heard it.
It's not eye booger. Shut up. God, I hate
Nobody
you.
Can hear just your rubbing eye it.
There is no FIFO this
you
week.
You hear that?
Oh, we don't want to hear that.
All right. That's what I was trying to say.
That's
y'all
literally just you hitting your palm into the mic. Can't nobody hear your actual eyelids.
Mike, if I could only hit women. If my sister lived in Georgia, I'd get to beat your ass.
We end up being cool.
That's how you look it.
Joining us.
Exactly.
I know, right?
Okay.
I know.
All right. Joining us in FIFO's absence from Dan and Gaming is Tyler Durden. Hello.
Hey, what up, though?
Hey, what up, though? That's Detroit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Got my Motown earrings on and everything.
Okay. Okay.
Never stop representing.
All right, that's what's up.
Hardly home, but always repping.
How long you here from Detroit?
I've been here for 7 years in January. So I'm like a Georgia peach in training, but I'll always recognize Detroit as my home no matter what. Mm-hmm. I still got the 313 area code and everything.
Wow.
I know, okay. I gave mine up. I know, right?
Hey, you ain't no real. You ain't no real one. Yeah.
About to tell Trick.
They put me on a no-fly zone. Yep. Shit.
Yeah, you can catch Tyler, B, myself, Eric, V, Chris, a.k.a. Granddada, every Tuesday, 7:30 p.m.
7:30, yeah.
Yeah, on twitch.tv/deadendvideogames. You can also follow us on Dead End Games on Twitter. And, yeah, check out the YouTube as well, youtube.com/deadendgaming. Also, make sure you subscribe to the show. And, hey, if you're listening to it right now, here's what I want you to do. Tweet out or Facebook that you're listening to the show right now. And also, if you are not subscribed to the show, please go ahead and subscribe right now. And we'll go ahead and jump into this week's topics.
Oh, are we not doing that thing from last week?
Oh.
Even if it's short?
No, they didn't want to do it. Wow, you got a thing?
You got a thing, go ahead.
Oh, well, my thing is super short. I woke up this morning and saw that Netflix is putting out a Beyonce something on April 17th. So just stay tuned for that. Yeah, super excited.
And we actually have a topic on Beyonce. This should be interesting as well. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yep. So,
oh, well, also, I'm going to see Megan Thee Stallion on the 19th.
She's coming to Atlanta?
Yes.
Oh.
I almost bought two tickets, but.
Why?
Because it's one show on Friday and one show on Saturday. So I was just like, fuck it. I might. I mean, because I've done that before with different people, but, you know, I'm undecided. We'll see.
What's the venue for the Megan show?
It's 595 North is one of them. And then the other one is. Like venue something, Atlanta.
You mess with Meg too?
I really just found out about her existence like in the past couple of weeks, but you know, I respect her for what she's doing and the way that she's kind of, you know, taking the industry by storm in some way. So I mean, like, I would potentially go see her if the show were near me and, you know, I knew people were going, but I don't know her well enough to really say that I'm feeling her, that I'm into her.
Okay.
I feel it. I mean, I didn't even ask to see if anyone wanted to go with me. It was one of those, I know I'm going to make friends as I'm there, because it's either you know or you don't type of shit. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a Beyonce thing to me. Like, I would go regardless.
So you going dolo? Like solo?
Yeah, for now, yeah. I mean, I sent the link out to a couple of friends, but I didn't wait on anybody else to buy tickets.
That's interesting. Nay said she wanted to start going to concerts by herself, too.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it. Like, yeah. Why am I waiting on somebody else?
How I feel about
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she does. I mean,
I'm just
messing with it.
Yeah, I know, but I think it's cool, though. I mean, I think we all should have our things that we just mm-hmm. do, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You know.
I've met some of the coolest people I know going to concerts by myself, actually. So.
Literally. I became friends with somebody at the Beyonce show just because mm-hmm. we listened to the like similar podcasts and stuff, so mm-hmm. it's really cool.
Yeah. Dang. That's what's up.
Yeah. Well, I got a thing. It'll be brief.
Okay.
My 10-year-old is listening now because of his good friends to YN Melly.
Who is? Who is YN Melly?
Murder on My Mind.
The murder guy?
Yes.
Who like has two different persons?
I don't know who he is.
I don't know.
Murder on My Mind. His little hood friends online on the PlayStation told him to listen to it. Mm. And all I heard was the music blasting out of the room. Murder on My Mind. I got my 4-year-old singing it too. We in Sam's, and the 4-year-old just singing it through the aisle. Murder on My Mind. Murder on My Mind. I'm like, what the hell?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I'm like, you know they're talking about killing people, right? He was like, well, they're not actually talking about doing. He's just thinking about it. I'm like,
absolutely
not. That's the logic. Okay, all right. Fine.
That's what Kendra said.
Yeah, nah. He's like, he's not actually going to go do it. He's just. And then I text Rod this last night, and your boy Nemo, Huey will appreciate this, and Ramil, he was listening to Blueface.
Oh,
ew.
God.
I know.
Tatiana.
Yes. I had to have a talking to all of them. Yes.
Yuck.
I had to walk in. I was like, oh, do you guys know, listen to Kadeka, one of them? And I'm talking to Huey from the Low Mid. That's why I know all this stuff.
Right, right.
Because they're in their 20s. And he was like, yeah, we listen to Kadeka. And I was like, you know they're all terrible rappers, right? And I said, y'all need to listen to better rap. And then I walked out. But
did they agree with you, though?
Of course not. No. Oh. And the other, the big giant, the 5'3 kid
so
that
disgusting.
I took to the movies.
Yeah.
And you guys
yeah.
see it on Instagram. He's huge as shit. He's as big as his mom, right? He listens to X, because I was listening to Billy Woods when he was coming back. And
he was like, what the hell is this?
No, I wish he would have asked that, but he didn't. He was like, oh, Mr. Ken, do you listen to X? I was like, XXXTentacion? He was like, yeah. I was like, no. I said, he's terrible.
And oh, my God.
And he was like, no, he's not. I was like, okay, all right. Okay. Yeah, it's interesting, man. Yeah, but it just takes me back when he was talking about this new wave, man.
Mm-hmm.
This new wave of rap. So anyway, that was my little thing I wanted to share. Real quick, facts only. Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily a facts only, but just something that somebody wanted to point out, that the Cardi situation only came back up because she's acting in a movie with Jennifer Lopez about stripper that prostitutes and drugs her clients and robs them.
So, what?
Yeah. So I guess that's
I didn't hear about that.
I didn't either. So, but I think they're saying that's how all of this stuff
that would make sense. I mean, I don't think they're doing like a promo run for it or anything, but they did say that I think they're working on the film. It's going to feature Cardi, Kiki Palmer randomly, J-Lo, and like some other people. It's kind of like a random hodgepodge of people. So nobody knows like if they're all playing strippers or if it's like one person is the house mom. You know, like we don't know the setup of it yet, but I mean.
What's their point? Like, who cares? She still said it.
And somebody did point that out in the comments. I think it was, I don't know if there was a point, but I think it does. It is, I guess, helpful.
Just
kind
of like where it comes from.
Yeah, to kind of know.
In terms of it just being so random.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
for
so,
sure.
Yeah, so I'm cool with it. I don't think it excuses anything. I don't think they're even saying that it did. I think they were just pointing out like how all of this started.
Right.
So yeah. We opened the show with some sad news about Nipsey Hussle. Who was fatally shot last
Sunday.
Last Sunday by Eric Holder, who was, according to the reports, a known snitch and informant that came to the shop. Nipsey told him to leave.
He was part of the crew, too, right?
Yeah, I think he was a fellow Crip. And the guy, of course, got upset, took offense, came back. Drove in the back of the store or something like that, came up through an alley while he was out taking pictures with fans and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and shot him, left, came back. Yeah, they
he
said
didn't,
he
didn't
started
all the
to kind of right.
Yeah,
he started to run off.
He was about to leave and then came back and shot him in the head.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yep. God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like to make sure that you know he was dead.
Yeah.
Came back. Yeah, so he did that and then he got in the getaway car, left. There was a All Points bulletin out looking for him. They found him at Bell Rev, some. I think a mental institution or something like that up in Cali. A couple of days later, everybody was looking for him. All of the gangs were looking for him. And dude was ghost. And they finally found him, of course. $7 million bail. And $7 million bail for him. And you know, this is where he at. I'll say, man, like, you know, we've reviewed Nipsey's music before. Those of you that also watch Dead in Hip Hop, you guys know FIFO is a big fan of him as well. Huge fan. We went to the store. Check out the video.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So there's a video on YouTube right now, youtube.com/Dead in Hip Hop, of us going to the store and FIFO meeting Nipsey. I wasn't, like, a big, big fan of his music, but I was a fan of the things he was doing, you know, and FIFO used to talk to me all the time. Just about everything he was doing. It wasn't really
was
even about
like
the music.
He was kind of like the biggest fan out of all of you guys, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was a big, huge supporter. Like we went there. I think he had, like, the hat was like $300 or something like that.
No.
Crazy. Yeah.
Stop.
No, nah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought y'all were playing because
we wasn't playing. No.
About $300?
But he bought a hat and a shirt, didn't he?
Oh. Yeah, I think he bought like two hats and shirt.
I think he spent a total of about three or four.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I thought the total was $300 for the hat
I think
and
the hat
shirt.
Was like, maybe the hat was $100. Maybe he bought two hats
that's
or something
what I
like
thought.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Either way, he spent some money.
So, I know that he's not here today, but have any of y'all heard how he's particularly reacting?
Well, he's been pretty vocal on Twitter about it or whatnot. That's
I didn't see much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we dropped the video and everything. Like
no,
that's what
I saw that y'all dropped the video, but I didn't see his like personal tweets about it or anything.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know what? He was kind of talking through the Dead End account too. I think.
Yeah. Oh okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that's probably what. If you did see anything, that was probably
his
voice.
Yeah, he was tweeting out some of his favorite verses from Nipsey, from songs and stuff like that. We had talked about that, I think, earlier that day before he started doing it.
He was supposed to do like a call-in type of thing with fans or whatever.
Right.
But that, then he had the passing of his grandmother or whatnot. Yeah. And then, so that, it's just like he got back to back.
Everything,
just kind of like world coming, you know, closing in on him. So, you know. But I talked to him yesterday. He seems to be doing pretty good.
Yeah, I hit him. I talked to him Thursday.
I saw him that Sunday, actually, because I came back up to the studio. And, you know, he had came through to record the Black Korea podcast. So,
oh, that's cool.
You know, he was doing well, yeah.
Okay.
You know, it still was a lot. I mean, it was a lot on me, so I can't even imagine, like.
Well, I was asking because I just feel like the energy. I mean, obviously, but more so, I feel like. Than other art or artists, celebrities or whatever, this death I feel like was so, I don't know, like shifting almost. It felt like the energy was just so dark for such a long period, like for like the entire week, you know, like everybody woke up to on my timeline and they were like, you know, I had such a shitty morning. Like, I don't feel myself. Like, I feel different. I saw people who were saying that they couldn't sleep. So I feel like this definitely affected people deeply. And there was a lot of like mourning, but then also within that, and I mean, it's the internet, so it's going to happen regardless. Just a lot of like opinions and theories and Dr. Sebi and what means this. And, you know, it's just, there was so much that I saw happening. It was just like a lot to take in to where people were even having to take social media breaks and stuff. So,
yeah, I saw the same thing on my timeline. And I really think that it's kind of what you said, Ken. It kind of goes, he's bigger than the music because of like the things he was doing for the community and the reputation that he had and how, you know, I think that that's one of the really biggest parts of like why his death affected so many people because they just felt like fucked up about it because of who he is and like what he does and a little bit more so than somebody if it was just a musician.
Mm-hmm. Nah, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah,
I think another part too. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, King.
No, you're good.
Was that the way he died?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I think that's what
super
hit people.
Because there was videos of it.
Right. Yeah, no. And then, like, because you take someone like Mac Miller, not saying that it was, like, you know, people, it didn't affect, it affected a lot of people, but I think it was different because Mac Miller did, like, an overdose or something like that.
Yeah,
or whatever,
and it was, like, his personal.
Yeah, it was, like, his personal. Yeah. Self-inflicting. Yeah. But this is, like, no, somebody actually shot and killed this man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it was just, like, wow.
In front of his own store. Yeah, and then
he had the picture with the child right before that.
Yeah.
It was just so much centered around.
And then
around,
also, because,
you know?
I think it was, I mean, not only just how it happened, but to go off of what you're saying, it's, like, he had pictures earlier that day with fans, and then you could see, I mean, God forbid, like, I don't know if y'all even just scrolled right past it or if it even came up on your timeline, but I saw the, like, 3-second clip of, like, somebody who had recorded him at that time, which, I mean, that's obviously fucking insensitive, but when you piece the two together, it was the same outfit. You know what I'm saying?
So when people
were speculating, and, you know, I feel like everybody had that, like, 45 minutes to an hour where they were like, you know, he's going to pull through this and that, you know, sending, like, positivity and whatever. Because, I mean, you can't send condolences before you know the situation.
Right.
But putting two and two together, it's like, it just was not looking good for him at all.
Yeah, no.
At all. Especially when you put those two things together.
Right.
So
no, I'm with you on it.
Yeah, and at 5:52 that day, there was also the tweet, having strong enemies is a blessing.
Yep.
That was on March 31st at 5:52. And then, of course, you know what happened afterwards. What about you, B?
I mean, it's crazy because, you know, like, hearing when I first heard about it, I was like, damn, he got shot. So I'm thinking, like, man, I hope he pulled through. Like you said, I think literally like about an hour later, he passed away. And I was like, damn. And, you know, it's like, you know, people always talk about, like, you know, of course they did the comparing and, oh, it's just like Tupac and all that stuff. It's like Tupac was talking about the stuff he was going to do. Nipsey was doing the stuff that Tupac was doing. So I think that's why I was like, damn, that's kind of messed up to see. It's always bad to see a brother that's doing, you know, doing so well for this community and then him to get ate up by his own community at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we
it's
hear
like Malcolm X almost in a
sense.
Like,
yeah. Like, you know, you big up your people so much, and then your own people is the one that take your life. Yeah, take your life from you in front of your store after. Mm-hmm. And I think I don't know if this was true. They were saying like his daughter was like near there or like there or whatever. Like his kids, man. I'm like, damn. Like so, it was a very unfortunate time of the death. And I mean, my heart goes out to his family and friends and everyone. I mean, even FIFO. Like I said, I think I text FIFO that night when we was at the. At the Diesel, and I had checked on him and stuff, like, yo, you good? Or he's like, yeah, man, it's just a lot. I think he was here at the time.
Yeah,
when
he was here when
you
called. Yeah.
But yeah, it's devastating, man. And the thing I hate about and this was one of these things I had to kind of like take a break from social media because, like, dude wasn't even dead an hour, and it was like conspiracy theories and just like all that shit. It's like,
damn.
So I was like, yeah, I need to get off of here for a little bit, like, because all it's gonna do is piss me off and just make me even madder, man. But yeah, it's unfortunate. I hate to see something like this happen. I always hate to see a good young brother that gets his life taken away
How do you feel about that? Like, and this question goes out to everybody, but in terms of like when somebody passes away, do you feel like there should be like a certain time limit before we start throwing in conspiracy theories and this happened and, oh, it's because he knew this person? Like, is there like a certain time that should be allotted to just acknowledge the fact that they're gone before we start throwing things into the mix? Because that's kind of how I feel.
I mean, I don't know. I can't answer and say what's the time limit.
Yeah.
But, like, you just can't just go out and be like, oh, man, he did. Hey, man, so he was doing this documentary with this.
Yeah,
so that's why,
like,
they killed him. Like, it's just like, dude, this man has been dead for an hour.
And I was thinking about it. I feel like people try to pull, like, just similarly how certain people will say everything happens for a reason or, you know, God does certain things for a reason. I think people just try to pull from wherever the fuck they can reach or whatever, just to make things make sense to them.
Right.
And I think that kind of helps them cope. And I think that's what I thought I was seeing when I saw a lot of the conspiracy theories. Because to me, it's like, there's really no other reason for you to be doing all this extra shit when he's literally, like, warm, my nigga.
Right.
Like, he's,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
What? Like, to me, that's just disrespectful.
Yeah, I mean, but it's something you said. I think people just try to make it make sense to them.
Yeah.
And like you said, I think that's just a way of that they cope with things. You know, I mean, people cope. I know you're looking crazy, Mike, but people cope with things in different ways. They just try to make it make. Because I saw T.I. was talking into the camera. He was just like, yeah, he was actually saying that he needs some time, that just because it just don't make sense. He just want to make it make sense. And I think that's what a lot of people just kind of do on social media.
Right.
You disagree, Mike?
100%.
What you think?
I think people are just, I don't think they needed to make sense of it. I think it was a fucked up thing. It was gross. It was disgusting. We all got that part. I think the whole conspiracy theory shit is just people doing what they do on social media. I don't think it's really that deep. I don't think it's them being like, well, damn, well, why did this happen? Nah, a black man went up and shot another black man. That shit happens all the fucking time. I definitely think that it's extremely disrespectful because I saw the same shit when I had saw that he died, or not, sorry. I saw that he got shot and I tweeted out and I was just like, you know, hopefully he makes it through. And it was like, I think I went to the gym. By the time I got back, he was dead. And I was like, God, that's fucked up. He's really dead. Mm-hmm. Like, damn.
Yeah.
And it was that moment when I saw people posting pictures. Immediately, the government killed him. The white man killed him. The government killed him. He was doing a documentary on some guy who I never heard of in my entire life.
Same.
And I was like, really? You guys? Mm-hmm. Like, even if you think that that's true, just shut the fuck up. Like, his family's grieving right now. They don't need this.
Right.
I don't think it's people that are just like, well, man, I'm just so broken, I have to make sense of this. It's just people being like, well, I want to discuss this. It's like, why don't you just be like, man, this guy was great. He did a lot of great things for the community. Mm-hmm. And rest in peace. Just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Like, the conspiracy shit, like, I just don't understand why it's necessary.
And that's why I was saying that I feel like this week has been so crazy, because it's like, it was the shock factor of the fact that he did get shot, and then the shock value of processing the fact that he is gone, and then followed all the conspiracy theories. And then people are recording videos of Lauren running into the hospital. And then people have their comments on the fact that she wasn't married to him. So
stop watching those shits. Like, people will stop posting these videos if y'all stop clicking them. I saw people put, I'm not saying you.
No, I know.
But,
in general,
you know, I'm not trying to attach anybody.
I don't think that's true. Right. I think people are going to post those things regardless, whether they get 2 or 3 views.
I don't think so.
I definitely think so.
I think people are posting those videos because they know it's going to go viral and know it's going to get clicks. Like, if y'all stop clicking them, stop spreading them, stop retweeting them, stop going to Facebook and posting them, there'd be no point in people posting those videos anymore.
Because people be posting like, I'm so sick of y'all, and then they like retweet it.
Right.
And say
it makes
what
no
sick
sense.
Of. It's like, well, don't
just
post
ignore
it.
Ignore the shit.
Right.
No, I think like, people are sick. I think they'll still do it.
No,
I
mean, people, yeah. people are sick.
Because even if it's not regular people, it's going to be blog. I mean, and I get that, you know, blogs are fueled by people, which people
exactly.
I mean, I get that. But that's been happening for years. And that's something that I said on social media. Like, I think a lot of people, and rightfully so, are upset that there is not a certain amount of privacy or respect given to families that are grieving or going through shit. But I feel like because it's a celebrity or high profile death, people want to be the first. People want to say, oh, I caught that video of Lauren running into the hospital.
You're secretly proving my point.
Huh?
You're secretly proving my
point.
No,
and I mean, I get that. I get that. But I think it's going to just take more than, like, you know, obviously just a couple of people to stop watching these videos.
I'm not saying a couple of people. I think, like, yeah, I think you're proving my point, but you're kind of missing it.
Okay.
Like, I'm not talking about a couple of people. Everyone stop clicking these videos. Why do you want to see black people dying? Like, what's the joy
in
seeing
black
deaths? It makes no sense. So don't click the videos. Blogs, if you own a blog, stop posting these people's videos. I mean, you can't really control TMZ,
right.
But somebody at TMZ has to have scruples. Stop posting these videos, and y'all, the public, stop clicking them, and they'll stop being posted.
I'm
it's
just
that
saying,
simple.
These types of things have been posted for decades. They've always been scandals for decades, and so this is the kind of culture that we've, you know, curated. And then on top of that, technology makes it so much easier to capture these things.
Yeah, what you're saying is a perfect world. Obviously,
I don't think it's a perfect world.
It would never happen, man.
I disagree. I think those things are starting to change. Because, like, who was it that what was the guy's name that recently killed a bunch of people, and then he was talking about PewDiePie made me do it, and it was like a Facebook live video.
Oh, the guy
very recently.
Zealand.
Yes,
yeah.
I can't remember the guy's name. Not that it really matters that much.
Right.
But I think that certain things are starting to change, because I think they're trying to instill some kind of laws around these types of things where they can't be posted. But I don't think it's a perfect world. I think that if people don't think that these things are entertaining and they stop watching them, then they'll go away.
I think some people secretly do look at this stuff, though. I mean, they may not admit. I mean, I think some people just secretly, like, look at this
no,
stuff.
No, I agree
not
with
saying
you.
That they get enjoyment out of it, but it's just like you're interested.
I agree with you. I'm not saying people don't exist. Again, I think my point is probably me, and maybe I'm presenting it the wrong way, but I'm saying I don't think it's a perfect world, and I do definitely think these people exist. What I'm saying is I think there's other people also that are kind of on that fence. They're just like, oh man, this is so sad, but I kind of want to see how it happened. Mm-hmm. Why?
Why do you want to? It's tempting.
Cause I don't see it tempting. Like, it's plenty
of stuff that, it's plenty of stuff that's been out there that I didn't watch or I didn't see purposely. But I think if I'm on my timeline and it comes across it, I'm gonna be tempted to look at it. Like, but a lot of times that's how I don't see stuff, because I just stay off of social media.
But doesn't the Bible say resist temptation? I'm not even making a joke.
I'm not making a joke.
I know you're not. Guys. I'm saying.
Just being jokish. I'm sorry.
Because I'm talking to Rod, being about talking to somebody else.
I thought you were.
I'm just saying. Resist. No. Now is when I would choose to be a dick talking about Nipsey's death. Yeah. No, that may be you, not me.
No,
I'm being serious. Like,
no, yeah.
Resist temptation. If you're tempted to click a video of a black man dying, resist.
And
keep scrolling.
Don't look at some puppy dogs. You got to think about the way that Twitter is even set up. Videos will play automatically whether you click on the tweet or not. So
Mine don't do that.
Well, you could turn it off, but a lot of the time you turn it off. But it's not gonna affect like whether it goes viral or how many retweets it gets.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, regardless if you have that feature on or not, you can still see that shit.
Okay, whether, so I'll revise my statement, guys. Don't retweet the videos, don't repost the videos, and then if somebody's talking about the video, just ignore it.
Yeah, it's gross.
Well, and
because to me, I wouldn't want anybody on my timeline to be traumatized by the fact that this nigga is bleeding the fuck out.
Right.
That, you know what I'm saying? Even when you favorite certain things will pop up that you have associated with it. So, I mean, just knowing how my feed works, I would never do that to somebody else. But it's just, I don't know.
I think you have to be, and I know this is going to sound disrespectful. I really think you have to be a special kind of sick person to click a video that's titled Nipsey Hussle's death.
Right.
Nipsey Hussle gets shot. You have to be a special kind of gross human being to want to watch a black man die. Like, for what? And didn't they have video of Mike Brown when he was like
lying on it? Blood.
And it clearly said video of Mike Brown. Why would you click that?
I don't
get it.
Because I think, to Sophie's point, there's always been this type of,
like, a shock value?
Voyeurism with seeing this type of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, also going to what Rob was saying, the temptation is hard. And you're saying to resist the temptation.
Are you tempted to? Just out of curiosity.
Every once in a while,
really?
Yeah. Out of curiosity,
I think it depends on, like, for me, speaking for me, it depends on what it is.
A death.
Again, like, how the death happened.
Doesn't matter.
Whatever.
If it says...
Like, I wouldn't want to see somebody drowning.
Do you remember Faces of Death?
Absolutely.
Do you remember that from years ago?
But we all knew it was fake. When I was a kid.
We all knew it was fake, though.
We all knew it was fake.
Still, you know, it kind
of... It's one of those things you're trying to say.
But yeah, right. I watch the goriest horror movies that are made.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I have zero desire to want to watch a real person actually dying. That's just weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's weird that I don't want to watch someone die?
That's not weird. That's weird because I'm kind of not the opposite. Like, there's definitely, like, because to me, like, with movies and gory movies and shit, that's one of the reasons I won't watch, what's that fucking that show that's coming back in April?
Twilight.
What?
What are you talking about then?
Jesus. No,
what show?
The Dungeons and Dragons show that everybody likes. Yeah. Anyways, whatever. That's the reason why I won't watch that, because with gory shit, there's, like, cracking of like, they have all these sound effects with it.
Yeah.
But, for example, and this is by no means to say that I watch every video of, that's just
you.
Weird
we
to me.
You.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But to me, it's like, with certain things, especially, like, depending on, like, if the distance is, like, super far away or something like that, then I might be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just depends. It just depends on what it is. That's why I was saying, like, it's not necessarily whether it's death or not. It's more so, like, how, like, close is it? Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, don't.
When you see, I'm just
good.
Saying,
I'm saying,
when you see, when I see it, anyways, on my timeline, typically I'll scroll past it. But if it's, like, far away enough, like, for example, just to, like, identify the fact that, like, if it was him or not, because it seemed really vague at first. So when all of those videos were coming out, just to, like, pair the fact that, like, that picture, again, with the outfit that he was wearing, was actually, like, him on the ground.
Why do you need to do that? Like, you're not Nancy Drew. Like, why do you, like, what does it matter to you? Like, the cops are doing this already.
I know,
do you need to pair the shit?
But, like, again, I think it just speaks on the fact that everybody wants to be first. Everybody wants to come to this conclusion on like, shit, is that really him? Is that not really? It's crazy.
That is crazy. I don't understand why y'all are really digging this deep. Yeah. Like, the cops are already investigating it. So it's like, why do you, Joe Blow Twitter guy,
want
to jump in and be like, I'm the first one to figure it out? Like, you're not, though. Like, right. You're not. I guarantee you, you're not.
But again, it has a lot to do. And for me, it's not like this. But I'm just kind of thinking like how other people would think, like, if they put together, hey, it's my moment. So if people put together that whatever they can say or be the first person to retweet it out to get the most, you know what I'm saying? It's fucked up.
Y'all got to get something else to do. Y'all got to get the fuck off of Twitter.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. That's pathetic.
That's their logic. That's sad.
It is really sad that y'all trying to be the first one to figure out who killed Nipsey, or is that really Nipsey? Y'all need to really find something else to do.
But I think it's rooted a lot in curiosity, and I think it's rooted a lot in, I mean.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's
y'all enjoy that, putting that shit in your fucking mental.
Anyways.
I'm good with watching horror movies and seeing fake people getting their heads chopped off, but
Man, what were we talking about, the conspiracy theory? Because I had something I wanted
to
add to
wrap up some.
Yeah, and part two to this anyway, so. The Kodak part.
Fuck Kodak.
Oh, yeah, I was going to bring that up if you all didn't.
You already know.
Speaking of like disrespecting his memory, you know, because everybody's been talking about that, because that really just jumped off today. So for those of you all who have not seen this already, basically Kodak Black, who is basically like the resident, please get this creep the fuck out of here, as far as I'm concerned. Like,
literally.
Like, he was basically like, oh, well, you know, Lauren London, like, she about to be a single. She about to be a whole widow. You know, I'm going to give her like a year, you know, to grieve in case she needs to be crying for a year. But then, you know, after that, I'm gonna get on her.
My thing is, to me, and I saw a tweet kind of like going into depth about that particular tweet. It's like, what do you mean you're gonna give her a year? Like, has she expressed interest in you? You know, like,
does anyone express interest in him? Exactly.
It's just, I don't know. It definitely for me fits the narrative of the whole the fact that he does this shit all the time with different women, and then also he's in the middle of this whole case. And I looked that up, and it was just, I mean, the specific rape case that he's, you know, I guess in the midst about to go on trial for with the girl. And, you know, they did find that her rape kit basically, you know, added up with what, like, everything she was saying. And it's not looking good for him. But then for him to follow up with the fact that he's going to penetrate young MA because, you know, she's, you know, she has a vagina, and who doesn't, you know, like,
yeah, just how you got to have one and not want to be penetrated.
It's just like saying
she
shit
said
like
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really don't be paying attention to what
you shouldn't
on Instagram Live.
What?
On Instagram fucking
Live. See, that's why
live.
I say don't be clicking this shit. See the kind of shit that puts up in your fucking head?
Oh, no, you know I don't. Y'all, I know. I've always said I'll be
stay away
then,
from this garbage.
But you know what?
Do,
and I will just have to say this. I find it funny how now niggas are coming out of fucking the woodworks. These celebrity niggas, T.I.
Exactly.
Coming out of the fucking woodwork like, oh, we got to check this nigga. We got to do this. But y'all did not fucking stand up for Young M.A. Y'all did not fucking stand up when he's literally had these rape cases and charges in the public for fucking years. I literally just got on the fucking Shade Room, and the owner of V Live, a club that I used to fucking work at, is talking about, oh, you know, we're not gonna play his music no more, and he's not welcome in our clubs. Motherfucking The Game, which makes no fucking sense, is talking about, oh, you can't be talking about niggas girls like that. To me, it's like, not
the
even
game said that
when he talked about Kim Kardashian, right?
Maybe he's saying a dead person's girl. Huh. Maybe that's really what it.
But this is the thing.
To.
It is.
Yeah.
And really what it fucking boils down to is the fact that I think a lot of guys or a lot of people are trying to say, oh, you know, like, it's disrespectful to the fact that he's not even buried yet. But my thing is, Lauren London, who is still with us in this moment, that's disrespectful directly to her. And we're completely skipping over her just to me, it just seems like y'all are trying to ignore the fact that she's still with us, like, as a woman, and disrespected, you know, as a woman.
Basically, you're saying the respect is for him and there's no
respect
for her.
For her at all. And people want to completely ignore that. But how can you when y'all niggas were silent for all these other instances with women?
You know, Mark Dark One made a really good point on Facebook that confused the shit out of me at first. But he said, the sad part is y'all are mad at Kodak Black for being Kodak Black. But that's all he said. And I was like, what? Like, what are you trying to say? And then he clarified it. Mm-hmm. He's like, he's been doing problematic shit for years, and this is who he is at this point. He's a problematic person, period. And the fact that y'all are just now getting mad, that's the problem. And I think he's 100% right. We've been ignoring all, not we, but some people have been ignoring a lot of the shit that Kodak Black has been doing and saying for a long time, but now they're choosing to get pissed off. Now he's banned from LA. Now he's got 35 videos of rappers saying they're going to fuck him up. Where were y'all a month ago when he was literally sexually harassing a woman that was so goddamn nice about it?
Right.
Was so pleasant.
She was so polite.
Just leave me alone. Right. Like, y'all was being weird. Leave me alone.
If she would have kept the same energy that Adrian Broner had for that other nigga who was talking about, oh, why are you in my DMs, this and that and the third. Long story short, Adrian Broner, there was some, I guess, gay guy who tried to DM him, which you have over a million followers. Everybody's trying to DM you shit. So he singled out this one person to be like, oh, I'm gonna shoot every gay nigga who does this and that and the third.
Cool.
But to, you know what I'm saying, flip the script. If Young M.A. had the same energy talking about, well, I'll shoot your ass when I fucking see you, then it would have been an issue. And then, oh, you need to calm down. I literally saw people commenting in real fucking time saying, oh, she need to chill out. She a bitch at the end of the day. She probably wants it. It's just like, y'all don't fucking respect women at the end of the fucking day. And that's where my fucking issue comes with this bullshit, period. So, anyways. Well,
the overarching point is, you know, I don't understand why everyone's just mad now. And I totally agree with Dark One's point. It's just like, y'all are mad now because it affects someone that you actually can identify with. Right. You know, you can't identify with being sexually harassed, so it doesn't matter to you. You can identify with a man who was shot, a rapper that you like. You can identify with that. And I think that's just like a weird degree of selfishness that a lot of us have. But it's sad.
I don't see anything wrong with that, though. Like, if that particular thing didn't spark you to feel some type of way, and then something that he does that finally does. I mean, what's the harm in that? I guess. Like,
before I answer, I'm going to clarify: are you playing devil's advocate, or is this actually your feelings?
Well, I'm just saying that. Okay, yeah. So this is okay. So I can see how someone could. I can see how someone could be like, now I don't feel this way about it. I'm not saying that I do it because I think he's been saying problematic things.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, so that's where I was getting before I answered you. So yes.
What a great response.
I can understand anything. Mm-hmm. I can understand someone thinking that they can fly. But I don't think that at the end of the day excuses them from saying something that's fucking stupid. And I think that that doesn't give them an excuse for not understanding somebody else's pain. Like, if you have a person or a group of people saying, yo, this is a serious problem, and you ignore that until it only affects you, I think that the only way I'll give that a pass is if you say, damn, this affects me, I understand it, and now I feel bad for not accepting this problem.
Oh, okay, yeah. So that would be a good response. Like, yes. Yeah, I see what you guys were saying. I finally see the light type of thing. I got
but
you.
But if they're still ignoring this, and they're only addressing this,
right,
which is, I mean, I don't pay attention like you do, so that sounds like what Sophie's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's a problem. Yeah. I feel like if you're still ignoring the fact that Young M.A. was, I don't want to say crying for help, but fuck, man, that's how it sounded.
Right. She was like,
yo, can y'all please tell this dude to leave me alone?
Get this nigga the fuck from
around
me.
And everyone ignored that.
Mm-hmm. And
until
still
it was Nipsey. And still ignored it.
Like,
and
the game are like, oh, like, don't talk shit about Nipsey, blah, 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 blah. Which is fucked up. Like, yeah, Kodak should not have done that. But like you were saying, like, they're still not saying anything like, oh, and by the way, nigga, let's talk about all this other fuck shit you did. It's just like this kind of like tunnel vision about this one thing. Tunnel vision.
He has a song called Tunnel Vision.
I cannot.
But like, funny. No, for real though. Like, people are like finally mad at him. Great. Like, we should have canceled this nigga a long time ago. But like, it also is still problematic and very like illuminating and kind of shows where we still are. That like nobody had a problem with any of the other shit.
Yeah, I would respect it if they were like, damn, now I really genuinely feel bad because I ignored y'all before, and now I get it.
I want to throw one more thing out there. I know, and you know, y'all know I tread dangerous grounds.
Oh Lord.
Does the fact that he wasn't that it was like somebody was just like catching in like a side conversation changing it all for you guys? Because when I first heard it, I was like, dang, this dude really came out and said that, like,
right,
you know what I'm saying? But then when I saw the video, I was like, somebody caught a side conversation that was happening.
What are you talking about?
In a room.
So he wasn't, he didn't record that himself. He was having a conversation among
friends.
Well, then no.
And somebody had the live video going and recorded him saying that stuff.
No.
And one of the things that I was saying earlier here is that I'm pretty sure he wasn't the only one saying that. He was just the only one caught saying it.
Absolutely.
You know, on with the live video. So
we know we're men. Ken's right.
Yeah.
This was just a face of disgust.
I thought it was a face of disbelief.
No, it's
you're
it.
Old enough to know that no, we I, are trying to say shit like
I
that.
Know this.
Nah, okay. Yeah. It probably happened as soon as they heard Nipsey
absolutely.
Was shot. Like, you know, it's just, absolutely. It's some. It's,
but those are conversations that, yo, I think it was that happened.
Low key, it was probably niggas rooting for him to be dead, to be honest.
Yeah, so.
Possibly. I mean, you never know. It's always hate.
Depending on his enemies.
I wouldn't put anything past anybody.
Yeah, but.
Just.
And, you know, and there was a guy, you know, he was saying, yo, man, too soon, too soon. He was kind of laughing. But, you know, I think, you know,
they dead ass.
You know, his guy was like, yo, man, like, chill out. Like, you know, and, you know, he kept going because that's who, like what Dark One was saying, who Kodak is.
I just have one last thing to say. I don't know if y'all were planning on wrapping it up, but I just have one last thing to say. There was a thread that I found that perfectly kind of recapped my point. It's from, and I want to give credit, Angry Black Homo. He says, I'm calling it now. Half these niggas are acting so outraged over Kodak Black's comment now. They're going to be the same niggas to be dragging Lauren to hell and back if she ever decides to date again. Because if we're really getting into the tea, niggas are not mad on behalf of Lauren. It's only because it happened to be a dude that they respect. Kodak Black could have disparaged Nipsey's favorite lamp and it would have drawn a similar reaction from these clowns. And the reason I know this is because if niggas were in a frame of mind where they truly be outraged on behalf of women, then Kodak would have been already been canceled by now for what he said about Young M.A.
Boop, boop.
Period.
Boop, boop.
And that's just the tea on that. So, great.
I just want to add, you know, real quick about the conspiracy thing, and then we'll move on because I know, you know, I saw the reactions, you know, online as well, but it was people like in real life talking to me about the conspiracy theory stuff. So,
really,
yeah, bro, yeah, yeah, and I think it was just the way that people were trying to deal with what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think one of my response was that, well, you don't really need a conspiracy theory or the government doesn't need to intervene for somebody like Nipsey Hussle to get shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you don't even have to take it that far.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So
he was a man with money that never left his hood.
Yep.
I'm surprised he didn't die earlier. That's the sad part. You know, these guys, unfortunately, a lot of them, when they get money, they leave their neighborhoods. And I don't know how many actually do stay and don't have problems. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I always thought, and I was telling this to Nay, I was like, when we went to the store, I was like, man, he really feels safe out here. Because he was just kind of like just walking around. I'm just like, dang, man.
And he
like,
kind of was.
I guess so, but it was something in the back of my head, like, dang, man, you just out here walking like that? Like, on Crenshaw Boulevard? Like,
yeah. I didn't get to go with you guys, but I've seen the store, and it's just...
Yeah.
I saw the neighborhood around the store.
That's what I'm saying. Like, wow. My dad lives in that neighborhood. And so it's like, I'm like, yo, like, you just walking around here like that? Like, that's just...
It's sad that we even have to think that way.
Like, you remember, because he had a Maybach in the park there. And he just had it running.
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
And his security
lot.
Wasn't
oh,
with him that
nah.
day.
Because
he has security with him, too. And his security just happened to have the day off.
Right.
Damn. But he probably figured... People respected him enough where they're not going to
fuck
with
his absolutely, because that's
you
his hood.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Because I feel safe in my hood, right? When I go back home, like, I feel safe there. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
why you look like that?
He was safe.
No, I'm just saying, I get the mindset.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Plus, who's going to steal his Maybach and be driving it around? Like, everybody going to recognize the shit,
right.
So the person's
right,
not really
right.
going to get away with it.
Right.
Like, no. This is a dude that just got upset because he kicked him out of the store. Like, and Nipsey wasn't even scheduled to be at the store.
Mm-hmm.
He came to the store because I think somebody had just got out of jail or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he was so he was just trying to hook
Damn,
him up
man.
With some
yeah,
fresh
that's
clothing.
Why he didn't have his security with him. So
exactly.
He was, like, vulnerable.
Damn.
And he just got into it with the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
What's going on, Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Why do I not know what this is already?
Really?
Oh, I do. Okay, just kidding. I was like, what?
I know, right? Like, you don't know?
You know the story?
I mean, but you could tell it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Beyonce declined to deal with Reebok over diversity concerns. She was meeting with, I guess, the team that would be working with her, and she looked across the table, and it was a bunch of white people.
Well,
so she was like, is this the
Caucasians
these the people?
To the back.
are these the people that I'm going to be working with?
Hell no.
And they were like, yeah. And she was like, okay. Well, what's that meme with the from, what is this? Is it a How to Get Away with Murder?
Oh, you grab your purse and leave. I'm done.
She picked up that purse and walked out.
That's how it went for real.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I think about it. Like, they probably had certain ideas and stuff that the way that they presented them, she was probably like, well, I mean, I don't really know if I want to do it that way. You know what I'm saying? They probably had a whole PowerPoint. How you not have a whole PowerPoint? Beyonce is coming today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Put on your best fit.
So they pitched. Yeah, their best fit
should have been black people in the seats.
Oh, my God. But you know what I'm saying? Just more, you know, I think. Because she has said that, you know, when you don't have people representing, like when you only have people representing who look like you, it, you know, is like, I wish I had the quote in front of me. But basically, she said that there's no room for like real growth if you're not trying to represent other people who don't look like you, who don't, you know, that type of thing. So, I mean, I know that a lot of people, I don't know, probably not y'all, but I've seen people who are like, you know, I feel like Beyonce's like collaborations aren't as successful as they could be because she focuses more on her music. Whereas, for example, Rihanna is more in her quote unquote bag on like other shit, you know, makeup, lingerie, all that other stuff. But what happened was she actually had recently just launched her line, Ivy Park, a couple of years back. And she launched it with like Nordstrom, Topshop, all these other places. But she found out, I think that the owner of Topshop was like racist or something like that. So she completely pulled her shit out of the stores. And now she's doing the relaunch with Adidas, which is why, you know, they're branding shoes together and all that other stuff. So that's why, because it kind of fell off for a second. A lot of people were like, you know, what the fuck happened to Ivy Park? It was this huge brand. She has a whole website for it. The, you know, promo was crazy, but it kind of went away. And that's the reason why. So she's just kind of like a rebrand with somebody else.
Mm. I mean, with Beyonce, as huge as she is as an artist, does she even really need to partner with anybody to do her stuff, right?
I don't think she needs to.
Just makes it easier, maybe?
Maybe. I'm not sure the reason, honestly, because a lot of people were like, Adidas partnered with Beyonce, like that whole thing, you know, like she's such a big name, you're right. But I think it probably just makes distribution easier, right? Possibly.
Yeah. And they already have like the infrastructure in place, right, to like, you know, make stuff, you know, like make clothes, make shoes, right, and stuff. Like, yeah, if she was trying to do that by herself, she'd have to like, you know, put all that together, like hire the people, get the factories, right, or whatever. Like, that sounds really expensive.
And I'm sure they have like some sort of monopoly, like, you know, something that, because Kanye said it, right? Like, they only let you in so much. It's in the fashion industry. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they got a good hold on that type of stuff. I think
it's Beyonce, though.
I think you can only get so far.
Well, I don't necessarily think it's that. I think it's just kind of like, I don't know. I feel like
who you are.
Well, you think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's
so you think?
I think Beyonce would get a lot further than Kanye
in the clothing industry.
Yes, absolutely.
So why has there been a black person that's prospered in the fashion industry, that was one of the things
that was circling around that. And I don't know names because I don't care about fashion like that. But when Kanye was crying about how they don't let black people in the fashion industry, mm-hmm, people were like, okay, what about this guy, this guy, this guy?
Well, that's what I'm trying to understand. Who are there any like that popular?
There
like,
probably are. But since none of us here are spending $1 million on a T-shirt, we just don't know.
You mean like expensive fashion?
Yeah, I'm talking about
versus what?
Yeah.
Versus like affordable, regular, everyday TJ Maxx type shit.
You know what? Honestly, TJ Maxx type shit.
But no, Reebok is a big brand. Nike's a big brand. Those are just as big as those high-end fashions because of how long
they've been around. Right, for sure. And everybody has their niche. Like even fucking Fashion Nova's cheap-ass clothes is like one of the most Googled. I think it's like top 10 Googled fashion brands.
I just don't know any rich black
I think we should probably talk to someone that's into fashion like that. I bet they could name people, but I think the whole point is, I definitely agree that, you know, it's Beyonce. I'm sure she could get a whole lot farther than Kanye.
I think she could, but I think she still has a ceiling.
Because she's black? Mm-hmm. I don't think so, man.
I don't think she has a ceiling. I think that ceiling that you're thinking is just because that's not really what her main focus is, what she wants it to be. For example, I think, and again, I use Rihanna as contrast, I think Beyonce is more focused on her music and like her artistry in terms of just her music, the albums she produces, the video she puts out. Whereas again, Rihanna is just like, you know, I could throw out a little pop album and it's going to chart because I'm, you know, more of like a numbers girl in terms of, you know, Billboard and all that. But yeah, she put her heart and soul into like all of her products with her makeup. Fenty has been out for almost 2 years now. She has her, you know, like lingerie line out. She's, I think she's coming out with probably clothes. It's rumored that she's coming out with fucking furniture. Like, this bitch about to be making cars and shit. And like,
is this Rihanna or is this Beyonce?
Rihanna.
This is Rihanna. This is Rihanna.
Yeah, I just don't think anybody's going to look at Beyonce and say no. They'll say no to Kanye because I guarantee he was probably acting like a fucking idiot, one. And two, maybe his shit just isn't that hot.
Yeah.
Maybe his shit just really isn't that cool. Mm-hmm. I feel like if Beyonce walked in the room, especially if she had Jay beside her, I don't think anyone's going to be like, I don't think so.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about like not her not partnering with anyone. That's why she feels that she has to, because they won't let her in into that industry like that to take on.
Yeah, I don't.
So that's what I'm saying.
I don't think that's
true. But yeah. I think she's big enough that she can go direct to consumer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She absolutely could.
It's just easier not to.
It's easier not to
if it's not her focus. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's like if she wanted, like she could do the whole Fenty Beauty, Savage Fenty route if she wanted to. But to me, that's not really Beyonce's brand. And I know that a lot of people are complaining that, oh, you know, where's the album from like Rihanna or whatever. But for example, and I talked about this yesterday, I walked into Sephora, right? Rihanna just launched like some new makeup or whatever this past week. And legitimately, they turned off the internal music system and had a Bose speaker of Rihanna's music playing. They had like Etta J set up in the front with Rihanna fucking makeup. Like the, you know, how like product placement in stores like that are very important, because if you see like ads and stuff in the front, that's what's most popular or what people are going to come into their most for. I completely walked past her Etta J because I was looking for it in the back, and she was like, oh no, it's right in the front, like right where the windows are. So you can just see like how successful Rihanna is in that industry because she's put in the time, and like, you know, that's, I think, what she likes her, wants her niche to be. She's not just like, you know, music artist anymore. She's more like, hey, she's a mogul at this point. So yeah, I think it just depends on the focus.
I don't know. I just feel like it would, never mind. Cause I guess I don't know enough, like Mike was saying.
One thing that I will say, like, I really fuck with what Beyonce did if the story that they told is like what actually happened, because mm-hmm. if you walk into so many boardrooms, like there aren't any people that look like us, mm-hmm. but Beyonce is actually in a position where she can say, no, fuck this. There's no people that look like me. And like that, doing stuff like that, just like subtly, like over time, that's what's going to like shift all of that mm-hmm. away.
That matters for mm-hmm. sure. Because yeah. even with what Rihanna did with like the 40 Shades, now all brands are trying to hop on mm-hmm. and do this thing where it's like, this is the new standard. And she's even said, you know, like, that's cool that y'all are doing that. But I'm just saying that, you know, not even that she did it first, but she popularized the idea that this needs to be the new standard. Like, you can't just have 20 fucking shades of, you know, beige. You know what I'm saying? And like the dark girls over here are like struggling and trying to like mix things in their own. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you.
But like similarly, like I don't know if you all saw this, but like Twitter Detroit got dragged on the internet this week because they posted a picture and they're like, oh, you know, our Twitter Detroit office, and there were no black people in there. And everybody's like, how the fuck are y'all in like
a city,
black,
that's 85% black,
and you don't have a single black person in here? And so the thing is like, that's really kind of the norm. You know, like I said, like you walk into these boardrooms or you walk into these spaces and there aren't any of us.
Look at the people who are even voting on the fucking abortion bill in Georgia. Those people are all old, rich, white people. People who cannot even get pregnant if they want to, if they try. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why are y'all voting? I'm just saying, like, you can't represent niggas if you can't even fucking get pregnant, my nigga. You are fucking 50, 60 years old making these damn decisions for the youth, essentially, on our bodies and our fucking, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's fucked up.
No, that's real.
Mike,
but
why
like
your
that,
face like that?
No, I'm just not doing it. Let's move on.
But, basically, like, Beyonce is in a position of power to be able to do that, kind of similar to the way that, like, Oprah is in a position of power. It can start doing stuff with, like, the OWN network that starts to really kind of, in a lot of ways, help that shift along, where you're starting to see more, you know, black films and black TV shows. Just, like, the fact that we're getting to places where now we can start to cause those shifts and be like, no, we're going to do stuff for us, and it's not just going to be a boardroom full of white people, and I'm going to, like, release my brand here, like, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's powerful for sure.
All right, so before we jump into this conversation about us and Jordan Peele, let's take a quick commercial break. This episode of Is the Mic Still On is sponsored by SeatGeek, an event ticket marketplace and aggregator of sports, concert, and theater tickets. Just download the SeatGeek app or go right to SeatGeek.com and enter promo code DEADEND. You can use that code to get 10% off your next purchase at the checkout.
Also, listen to Is the Mic Still On the Radio Public app. It's a free, easy-to-use app. When you listen to our show with the Radio Public app, we receive direct financial support every time you hear an episode. Experience our show today on Radio Public by clicking the link in this episode's description, and thank you for listening. All right, man. So we didn't get a chance to touch this topic last week, but we wanted to get to it this week. Jordan Peele has some really interesting comments with the Hollywood Reporter about his casting
great
choices. Mm. And so basically he said that, this is from the Hollywood Reporter. So one way is to keep putting black faces on the screen in leading roles. And he was talking about Power. And he said, the way I look at it, I get to cast black people in my movies. I feel fortunate to be in the position where I can say to Universal, I want to make a $20 million horror movie with a black family. And they say yes. I don't see myself casting a white dude as the lead in my movie. Not that I don't like white dudes. You know, we always got to throw that
right,
in.
Right.
We always got to throw that in there.
Man. Self-preservation.
But
I mean, his wife is white.
Yeah. So
he has white friends.
Mm-hmm. Sophie.
I'm just saying.
Can finish.
But I've seen that movie. It really is one of the best, greatest piece. Wait, hold on.
See what you did, Sophie?
Yeah.
Okay. When old people start talking, you gotta let them get it out.
Damn.
You gotta let them get it out. Because if you interrupt it, it's gonna fuck the whole thing up.
You
gonna
mess my whole damn
show. Not gonna stop it. Not gonna stop it.
Right.
Wait, who are we talking about? Stephen King.
Making all that damn
Stephen
noise.
King said.
Right. No, not Stephen King. You stop making all that noise.
Yeah. No, real talk, though. That's real shit,
that's
though,
real
man.
Shit, that is.
I was just doing a documentary with this old guy.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It just resonated with me. I just did this documentary with him. Yo, like... I was like, oh, I can edit that. He's like, no, I got to start over.
Oh,
like, he did it every time. I was like, yo, y'all, it took me hours to get 15 minutes out of this guy.
That's sad. Because
he wanted to start over because he couldn't, man.
Let me clarify, I'm not laughing at the old man. I'm only laughing because Rod chose to tell that story right after when Cloud and Kip would be old. That's the only part I'm laughing
at. That's the only thing we're laughing at, y'all.
It's like Rod is backing up the fact that kid old ass.
Can't get nothing.
And the bad part about it, I was like, hold on.
Just your glasses.
Right.
Oh, my
hey, he adjusted his seat and everything.
Hold on, wait a minute.
He was refocusing. That's what he did, refocusing. Yo, hold on, wait a minute now.
Yo, if he wasn't lost before, he definitely lost now.
Oh man.
He's definitely going to have to start over now.
Yep.
I told y'all. Let him finish.
Go ahead, kid. Watch this.
Be nice.
Oh, when the Hase went in there, take the clothes.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
All right, back to Jordan Peele. Oh, man. So anyway, but I've seen that movie. It really is one of the best, greatest pieces of this story. It's feeling like we are in this time. A renaissance has happened to prove the myths about representation in the industry are false.
Because it goes back. Remember when Jada Pinkett made a video, I guess kind of talking about like us being accepted in Hollywood or something. I can't remember verbatim, but I remember she made this video after Will didn't get nominated for an Oscar or something. But she was just talking in general, like we should have like kind of like our own. So I feel like with Jordan Peele's statement, like him saying like, well, if they don't want to cast us in movies, I'm going to cast y'all in the movies. I mean, that's in a nutshell version how I took that comment, which I think is dope. I think if you know, we complain about representation and everything, here you got a person that's black that's in a position to cast us and have us play in these movies. I think that's dope. I think that's dope that he said that. And I mean, you know, what happened?
Mike hit his mic.
Oh.
Keep going.
He is such a snitch. Because he acts like he didn't help it.
I know he did something. He did something crazy. But yeah, I just think him saying that whole comment and everything was just made me just dope think that how, you know, here we are people complaining, but you got someone in power that can actually make that happen, and I think that's good.
It's kind of like exactly what I was saying about the Beyonce thing a couple minutes ago, because
right,
you
right.
know, like, yeah, like we're finally in a position where we can start to shift that, because it's yep. not like you know, there haven't been black creatives and like black people writing amazing stories and amazing screenplays and right. like acting their asses off. Like all of that's been there, you know, like, but we just haven't had the same opportunities. Like mm-hmm. Viola Davis talked about it. Mm-hmm. Like there are so many people yeah. in the industry that have talked about like not having roles that were written for them that have nuance
right.
or that are more than just the sassy black friend or mm-hmm. the sassy gay friend. You know, there are so many different communities in Hollywood that are just not adequately and accurately represented because there aren't people in the writer's room that reflect them, et cetera. So when you finally have people that are in a position of power to shift that, like that's what's necessary. Like that's when you actually start to see that difference. So it's just, you know, what a time to be alive to actually be able to see that start to happen.
For sure. And that's why Insecure is so important, just because mm-hmm. it kind of transcends the trope of like, you know, those things that you just discussed. She's talking about, you know, being like an awkward black girl or being somebody who's just like regular in the workforce. I think we saw that again when Girlfriends aired and it was like, you know, Joan was like the lawyer and, you know, they had like this diverse group of friends and they did different things and they were just living in LA and doing that whole thing. So, I mean, I think it's just cool to see that kind of play out again. It's kind of like the 90s.
Going back to his point, though, I think the horror movie industry is probably the worst when it comes to this. Which is why I thought that his comment was so interesting. And I thought that the backlash was especially interesting, but we can get to that in a minute. But the trope of the black man dying very early in films, it's amazing to me that that still happens because we've been talking about it for fucking decades and they still do it.
Right.
And I think that that was kind of a part that was missed in that discussion. I feel like he was speaking more about the horror industry. Any horror movie that's come out within the past 10 years, I cannot think of any that had a main black cast that was not turned into a hood movie.
Oh,
and I think
wow.
that that's part of the issue. And when you do see a black person, he's a sidekick.
Or the
know,
one that gets killed.
Or he's the one that gets killed. Even if he's not killed first, he'll be killed second.
Eventually.
Or third.
Right.
He might make it to kind of the end. But, you know, there. I had made a comment about this before in a video I made and, you know, some white people got a little upset. They're like, oh, so you're going to say that, you know, there's not Night of the Demons? Sure, of course I'm going to say that Night of the Demons exists. Give me two more.
Right.
Oh.
Now. And if you can't do that, then the conversation's over.
Right. Well.
And I've been watching horror movies since I was like 8, and I can't name more than maybe 5 at absolute most.
I can't either.
Where they had, and I can't name you any that were well-received main movies that had a main black cast. You know, you can give me Candyman, but he was a fucking villain.
Right.
And I do think that was a social issue movie that people kind of ignored. But I don't think that there are very many within the horror genre that feature a black cast. And white people getting upset about this, they're like, well, this was my favorite comment. This dude was like, man, if a white guy said this, y'all would be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, let me tell you something. Y'all been saying this for 55 years.
Right.
And yes, we get pissed every time, but y'all weren't listening.
Yep.
So now it's like we were discussing earlier, mm-hmm. where it's like now it's affecting you.
So if you
then said, well, damn, now I know how y'all felt before. So now I'm going to change my narrative. If that was the case, it would be dope. But they're not doing that. Instead, they're just getting defensive.
Yeah.
It was like, if you're getting mad about this one guy saying that, imagine how we felt with everybody saying that for the past however many years.
Saying it and doing it.
And doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's kind of the same thing with like them being like, oh, BET is racist. Like, what would you say if there was a white entertainment television? It's like every other fucking channel.
I'd say, good morning. How's it going in America? That's what I would say.
Stupid. I feel like if Jordan Peele does, well, I mean, we've kind of already seen that in Us where, I mean, there are white characters. They're not necessarily main characters, but they get killed off.
Yeah, somebody told me the whole movie was racist.
Huh?
Somebody told you that?
Yeah, in my review, somebody said, and they were like, this whole movie is racist.
Did they give an explanation as to why?
But it was completely
Can you please just remember
I could find it later.
Like, I gotta read that.
It was basically, it said basically, the whole movie is racist because there's only a few white people and they're all villains. And I was like, you didn't watch the movie at all. You didn't watch the movie.
What
you did was you walked in and this is the part that gets me.
Probably late with the popcorn.
White folks don't do that. That's us. Stop playing.
I'll be there on time.
You was a lie in 3/4.
To a movie that I pay for?
I know you would, and I'm on time, but I never see white people walking in 15 minutes late. It's always black folks walking in with their fucking flashlight phone. I'm like, where are we sitting? Where? Oh, there's 3 seats over there. That's us. Come on. on.
Well, we got assigned seats now, so.
But they still be like,
Where is she at? Right. Okay, Jay was on that way. And then you gotta move some D-Rod out your seat. So come on, man. White people don't do that. Anyways.
That did happen in the Us movie, though.
Was it black folks?
Yeah, it was.
See? Like, come on. White people do a lot of dumb shit. That's not one. Anyway, back to the... I forgot what I was seeing. See, old people! Remember what I told you? Don't interrupt. Yes, you did. What was I talking about?
You were talking about... You, like, they didn't actually watch the movie. Like, you probably just walked in and saw...
Thank you. Thank you.
About the comment.
Black woman.
Yeah, right. Save lives daily.
Daily.
Thank you. Yeah, they were like, the movie's racist because, you know, the white... There's only a few white people in there and they're all villains. And I was like, bro, you didn't watch the film at all.
Ironically...
If that's what you got from
it. If you flipped it around, right? And like, you know, majority of horror movies have, you know, all white, you know, main actors, and there might be a black person. I don't feel like black people complain in the same capacity that
we do. It's just we don't get heard about it. And oh, that's my point when you fucked me up. That's the point I was trying
to make.
Welcome. Yes. Yeah. You fucked me up and brought me back. I appreciate it. Yeah. Like, I feel like they probably walked into the theater. They started watching the movie. They didn't see them. And they immediately said, this movie's racist. Immediately. They saw it because it was a main black family and there was no white people for a good 30 minutes, maybe, until they saw them on the beach.
Yeah.
So that bothered them because they're so used to seeing themselves on the screen.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is, I'm like, well,
says
again.
A lot about representation, eh?
Exactly.
Yes. Interesting.
Exactly. It's Which like, think about how you're mad about this.
Right.
Think about that for 10 seconds and maybe you'll get what we're saying.
Well.
You know, like, we walk into damn near every horror movie, and it's nothing but white people. Yeah. To the point now, when I see black people, I get surprised.
Yeah, we just be trying to enjoy the plot. And, oh, this is, like, shot very nice. You know, like, we're trying to, like, look for, like, the positive things in it. Whereas they're just like, you know, yeah, cinematography's A1. Who cares? Where am I?
I'm just trying to see somebody die. If I go to see, I want to see somebody die. I want a good plot, whatever, whatever. But the whole point is, we're used to walking into a movie and not seeing us.
Yeah.
They're not. And it bothered them that we can't have one movie. Fucking movie, and y'all are pissed. It's crazy.
That he is.
So Jordan Peele, I love you.
I love it. Yeah.
Yes, they're not used to it. Mm-hmm. But I want him to keep doing this because, I mean, white people, they're going to be fine. The fact that you think this is like white genocide, you're going to be okay. Jordan Peele's one guy.
I mean, let's think about his last movie. Like, the black guy got away.
And plenty of white folks were in that, but they were all villains. They thought that shit was racist, too.
Right.
Which is fine.
That's crazy.
It's okay for you guys to get pissed off for a minute.
Right. I think that's why it's actually scary, because we be seeing this shit happen in real life for real. Which is why I think his versions of horror movie sit a little different with you, especially when you leave the theater. You'd be like, damn, like,
yeah, because reality is a lot scarier than making a ghost or a monster or a boogeyman. And that's why his movies hit harder for black people. And again, I know everyone in these white people in the audience right now, oh my God, can you guys just stop talking about race? All you do is talk about race. But for us, you know, this is a serious thing.
It's like, important. Yeah.
When we watch these movies, we walk away with a different understanding than you might get.
Yep.
And
yeah.
That's not being racist, that's just being a realist.
Yeah,
you know, we can understand these things if we walk in the real world and we see real villains.
Exactly.
You know, when we see cops, we get scared.
Right.
We don't need a monster.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, they just don't get it. But whatever. Jordan Peele, you the man, bro.
Oh yeah.
Nah, for sure. Yeah. A teen who watched porn for up to 4 hours a day has vowed she won't even kiss before marriage now that she has conquered her addiction.
She?
Through Christ.
Interesting.
Yes.
Cool.
Yep. She sadly lost her dad in 2013 and said pornography became a way to comfort herself and escape from grief.
Wow.
Gracelyn Sorrell, 19, said she was 14 when an explicit picture on social media triggered her impure desires. And she used to watch porn hours a day. Yeah, that's her, man.
Really? I assumed it was a white person. That's not, again,
I did too.
I'm not trying to be racist. I just I just assumed it was a white person, I guess that is racist. Sorry.
Prejudice.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, her mom.
I can admit when I fucked up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, her mom told her to journal and express her feelings through God, and she was healed.
Yep. Shit.
What do you, interesting.
Yeah.
She was healed, huh?
I don't really have thoughts
on
that.
I mean, she said she relapsed every now and then.
I'm sure she backslid.
She got rid of the apps on her phone.
You know, got to land on her hands. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, she completely changed the land on the hands to something
else. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Yes, I'm saying.
Put that olive oil. Put that little
drop on it. Little drop on it.
Little drop.
Why y'all
talking like y'all know this from experience or something. Like, y'all just reading the story.
No, this is just a story. I'm just reading the story, right?
Yeah.
I'm just reading the story.
They know a little bit too much.
Shit.
Yeah.
Y'all know a little bit too little.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't just do that.
A 2008 study from the University of New Hampshire indicates that 93% of males and 62% of females reported seeing porn as adolescents. Man,
that's
crazy.
A low number.
93%?
Oh, I thought you said 60. I'm sorry, I heard you wrong.
65% of women, I think, and 95% of men or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, so I do still think it's a low number. How was the study conducted? Because first of all, you have to admit it. And I feel like it's more acceptable for men to talk about porn than it is for women. And maybe it's also because maybe women are misrepresented in porn as well.
Hello.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know which one of those things it is, but I still think that 60 is a fairly low number. Women in the room, actually, never mind. I'm not going to do that. That's not anybody's business.
I don't give
business.
A fuck. What you trying to ask?
Nothing. Nothing.
Like, what up, Nick?
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't care.
I know his Ken and B fell back from the mic. I was like, oh, I fucked up. Mm-hmm. Let me shut up.
No.
Let me be quiet because B was like,
I was running too. I was trying to get their perspective.
But you weren't going to ask.
Right. I'm just, right. Nope.
Hell nah.
You got it.
You got the stage.
That's none of my business. If y'all want to talk about it, that's fine. That's none of my business.
I don't
business.
Even know what you're
Yeah, because I've dated a lot of girls that watch porn.
Same.
You know, so it is.
I just don't think women talk about it as much. Like, men are just like.
Is it publicly or?
Publicly. Yeah, I'm sure they talk about it with their partner.
Well, because I feel like women get shamed for discussing
sexual. That's my point,
sexual.
Right.
Women
that's my
are
point.
Like socialized to be like ashamed of that in right. a way that men aren't. So
exactly.
Men would talk about it more freely, I think.
Right.
Literally. I feel like I experience women talking about it more than men.
Porn?
Mm-hmm.
I think so too. Cause...
Who are you hanging out with? Let me come chill with you.
First of all, I ain't hanging out with you. Everybody. Sorry. Good catch. Back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I used to know a lot of people that used to talk about.
Let me get your black book then. Because I don't really hang with a lot of women that talk actively, publicly about porn. But you'll hear men talk about it in groups of settings.
I heard women
watch porn more than me.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I'm saying your partners. Crazy. But yeah. I'm saying you wouldn't go to a party and hear a lot of women. Or do you, young people? Is that something that's changing?
Well, the low men.
I'm not asking you. I don't want to hear what you have to say.
Quick plug.
The Low Men Podcast just did an episode of their top three porn stars, which you guys should go listen to.
How many women were in the room?
Feed.
How many women were there?
Not in your head. In real life.
None, but
right. So do women talk about porn in y'all experience?
Yeah, I think it's becoming more accepted.
Cool.
For us, it's not, or for me, it's not weird. Like,
interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Girls talking to us about it is definitely more, it's not weird no more.
Mm. Cool. It's not, good to see something changing.
Yeah,
in our generation, no.
Yeah, nah.
You would not meet a woman that would be out publicly talking about, I watch porn.
But you know what, too? I think a lot of, and I think it's shifting. Like, it's not like, oh, it's bad to talk about it as a woman. But to me, what I see is like, oh, because she's discussing things that are sexual, she's pandering to men. Or, you know, she's.
Isn't that weird?
Huh?
I said, isn't that weird?
It's fucking weird as shit. It's just, you know what I mean? Because I don't think people can see women talking about things that are explicitly sexual and, you know, assume, like, not pair that with the fact that she's trying to, like, have men come on to her. Like, I don't think we can discuss, hey, dick, hey, this, hey, that, without people feeling like, well, I mean, you was talking about it, so I was just going to DM you a dick pic. I mean, I don't know. It's just what I thought you wanted. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's just like they still have not disassociated that. So, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, changing a little bit, but I think it's also shifting.
Well, she's walking around. She's a public speaker. She's walking around talking about her addiction being cured. So there's one.
Hey.
It's pretty cool. It's
God
pretty
bless her.
Yep, God bless her.
So what was the problem with her watching a bunch of porn? Was she just...
That's actually exactly what I wanted to say. Like, I don't know if we want to, like... No, I'm listening. I don't know if we want to, like, turn this into a conversation about, like, religion necessarily. But, like, when I was reading that whole article, I was just thinking about how she's like, you know, I was cured of my sin and, like, now I was impure and now I'm pure. Like, I guess I don't really understand, like, from a religious standpoint, why
like watching porn or masturbating is supposed to be a sin. Like you're literally harming nobody. Like, you know, yeah, they say like, oh, well, don't have sex before marriage. So wait, like, what are you supposed
lusting,
to
I guess,
do?
Right?
And I think that was part of it.
Is that one of the
too.
Sins? Lust. Right?
I think that's one of the seven deadly sins.
Seven
is
deadly
lust.
Sins, right?
Yeah, I think so.
What the fuck? Why are you looking at me like that?
How do you not know that? Who doesn't know that?
I was just confirming.
I'm just saying, you are a heathen. You're worse than me. Rod, help her.
You're a heathen. You need to be curious too. So
you see what he did? He looked up. He's trying to get you some help.
He got the light. He got the
light. That's why he always sits there. God damn, who doesn't know that lust is one of the deadly sins?
So is gluttony.
You need God too.
We're not talking about eating.
Well, I know that.
I'm talking about eating. I mean, depends.
What? Okay, wait.
Oh, bars.
Get out. Get out.
Bars.
Get out.
Don DeMarco.
No, seriously. Okay, seven. Okay, lust, gluttony.
We ain't got to do all this. We can just talk about lust. We ain't got to do all this.
I can't
hear all
that.
Envy.
Oh, gee, you helping her?
Wait.
I'm okay,
no cheating, no cheating. Lust, gluttony, envy. Stealing?
Greed.
Greed, right? There's three left. I was gonna say theft again. Okay.
Is it like being angry or like some other synonym for being angry?
Huh?
Anger.
I think there's a synonym for anger.
A seven deadly sin?
I think so.
Wrath. Yeah, thank you. I knew it was like a synonym for anger.
Wrath.
Yeah.
Someone already said envy.
Oh, see.
What's the last one?
Mm.
Nobody knows.
Do you know them all? Because I don't know them all. Mm.
Oh.
I never claimed to be Christian.
I'm just saying. You looking at me crazy like I don't know all of them.
No, I looked at you crazy because you didn't know that lust was one of them. Lust is the main one
confirming.
That we all know.
Isn't
lust one of
them? It is the one we all know.
We all know lust because we all come up with that one.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, lust, man. Yeah. That was
lust
like,
stay in the church.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I know I fucked up.
Can't do nothing today. God damn. Can't try to think about no booty. I'm sinning just
again.
I'm sitting in church right now.
God damn.
I need the all. I need to be cured.
Oh, God.
Ooh, will it be another?
Pride.
Yeah.
I should have remembered that one.
Pride.
That was one of my,
wait,
you know, back when I was into that stuff.
Sloth
I was like,
is one of them?
Oh, yeah. Sloth.
Sloth.
Wait, so we must have added one.
You did. Stealing.
I don't know.
I see.
Okay. Pride, envy, gluttony, lust, anger, greed, and sloth. I am definitely sloth. Oh, well. All right.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't get the whole story. It's just weird. Like,
yeah, it was.
I kind of wonder if this is like a prop. You know, religious folks will do that. They'll just act like, you know, this person was clear. They're blah 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 blah, just to make a big ordeal
point
out of
about it.
It,
right?
And it didn't really happen. I mean, you're addicted to porn, so what?
But I don't know, like, what qualifies as like addiction to porn? Like, when it stops you from doing other things, or like when you have to do it for a certain amount of times
when you're watching it, like if you're watching
like
porn
TV.
Like it's regular. Yeah, because I dated a girl in high school that was like that. She would watch porn like it was a regular movie, and I didn't get it. I was just like, because she would just get high and just watch porn, and I'm like, this is weird. And she's like, it's not weird. Yeah, the fuck it is.
Like
it's
to the
weird.
Point where she was just like, you know, ordering a pizza and just coming home and watching porn.
Yeah. Like she'd have porn on whenever,
like she wasn't even horny. It was just like,
no.
This is fun.
Yeah,
just like
I wonder
TV.
What happens in this scene.
Yeah, and I was just like,
interesting. I mean,
I can talk about it because we don't speak anymore, but I was just like, I don't really understand why you're like, this is just bizarre.
Yeah.
But
because it's, to me, it's not even filmed to where it's that well, to where you're caring about the story.
That was my thing.
You know,
it's like,
it's
this
like,
isn't a good story. So why are you watching this?
Like if the story was better, possibly, but like this is just seven different episodes.
Or if she was trying to set a move, that would be a different story. But
I mean,
she's not.
Constantly,
she'd be by
every
herself.
Time, bro.
Yeah,
if I walk
fine. If every time I went to the house,
are you sure you weren't catching a hit?
No, because like she didn't watch. I'm not gonna try to get in all that, but I'm just saying, like, nah, she
I'll
wasn't.
Just ask you.
She wasn't. Because like I said, if that's what she was doing, that would be cool. But
so y'all
she
would
be like, "What you trying to do, girl?"
Y'all would have
she'd
like
nothing. I'm trying to watch this. I'm like,
wow,
really? Okay.
So would y'all like talk? Like, would y'all have regular conversation as she's watching? You know how like people could put like background Netflix or something?
Yeah.
It would
she
just
wouldn't
be like
watching
that?
It like, oh my God, I gotta see what happens next. Like, don't talk.
It would just be on
it
in the background.
Like, yeah, it would just be on. I'm like, what? Really?
That
like,
would be
every
so
time
annoying.
I went over.
If I'm trying to have a deep conversation with you and there's just like moaning in the background, like, could we turn this down?
You know, like, the fucked up part is she lived with her mom and like her mom had issue with that.
What?
And I'm like, why are you?
That's weird as hell.
Like, the mom wouldn't sit there and watch
wait
it with
her. Make sure you weren't getting a hit.
The hell?
Wait a minute. What they were trying to do?
Maybe it was a family thing.
Because that's how they started.
Yep. Yeah.
Always.
Maybe they were being filmed.
You walk in the house. Oh, let me put this movie on.
I feel like you were being filmed.
What was that? You fucking arranged me, bro.
Just go.
See you, McTuxy. I'm trying to go somewhere.
No, we did it again.
Damn,
that's my fault.
Start over. I can't start over. I'm old. You interrupted me.
God damn it.
I think you might have been missed the opportunity.
I don't think so.
Might have been a missed opportunity.
Nah. She just really thought porn was entertaining.
It's just weird when you added that mother element to it.
Yeah, she lived with her mom, and her mom didn't speak a lot of English, so I didn't really know how, like, so I couldn't tell what the fuck? I don't know. It was a weird situation.
Damn.
I'll just listen for my name. That's what we do back then. I just listen for my name.
I hope that's like chapter one in your memoirs when you're like, because I want to hear the rest of the story.
I've never told that story just because.
You probably wonder how I got here.
That is an interesting story. If me and her really had a falling out to where like she was like, I hate you, then I could tell the story publicly. But there's, you know.
All right. Anyways, that's going to do it for the topics this week. We're going to jump into some comment commentary, and then we get into the Pass the Mic section. Victor, this is from Reddit. Victor187 says, am I weird for thinking that a friend should let his friend know that his girlfriend is being flirty? I mean, a 12-second hug at work, man or woman, that seems really inappropriate to me. Am I bugging?
Yes.
Yeah, you tripping, bro. Unknown Danger said, the podcast was great. I love the discussion. My favorite moment was definitely during the hugging conversation when I think Rod started counting. It was Mike to 12. I spewed my drink everywhere laughing my ass off. The one hug, two hug, three hug bit got me to love having that Chappelle Show question with the amount of heavy topics, relationship, religion that came through. I love having a lighter, more comedic question. Cool. Glad you appreciate that. And the last one is Hopeful and Humanist and Wingo, really about the Mueller report. And they just thought it was weird that I kind of took that at face value and that the actual Mueller report hasn't been released. AG Barr is one of the only people to have seen it. What was released was a summary by Barr, a 4-page summary of a 300-page report. That unsolicited opinion that a sitting president cannot be indicted. I thought I mentioned that it was a 4-page summary. And he just thought it was premature for me to say it was over. I was speaking mainly to the fact that I think this whole thing is more about messaging, and the Republicans and Trump really have a stronghold on how they message stuff. So even if, as stuff is starting to leak now, that the people that worked on the report feel that the report was misrepresented, I think because they jumped out so fast that anything they do from here is going to seem very vindictive, and they just won't let it go. And that is going to seem like they just are really, it's really going to make it seem like it is a witch hunt. So that's what I was kind of really referencing about the fact that, you know, it's over. Cause I don't think they could flip this in any way unless there's something really, really damaging, like a smoking gun. So that's what I was referencing, but I appreciate the comment. Thank you guys for that. Give me a chance to clear that up. So
where are these comments from again?
Reddit. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Reddit, man. Y'all really, be coming through, man. And everywhere else, while we look up the question, Discord was really interesting. I think some people were, fighting on there. It was really in the Dead and Gaming server. So that was funny. It was about really a semantics issue. But yeah, they definitely be chopping it up in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, by the way, so when you guys post the... So I'm pulling the comments from the thread about the episode. So the comments that I just read came from that thread that... I'm sorry, I don't have your name. That posted, and then most of the comments were left on there. So if you want to leave a comment and you want to hear it read on the show, participate in that thread, and that's where I pulled them from.
If you guys want to send your questions, send it to our email, isthemicstillon@gmail.com, or our Twitter or Reddit or Facebook or, all those things. All right, so we have our first question here from
Charles.
Come on, Charles. All right. Hey, guys. I'm a 22-year-old college student from the South who's been in an interracial relationship with a black woman for 4 years. Side note, we're both bisexual. Wait, so is this a guy? Okay, yeah. So my best friend, White, of 10 years, asked me recently to be his best man for his wedding. Both are gay guys. But I agreed, and I feel a bit odd. My friend says, oh, Lord. My best friend says nigga all the time. Every time we hang out, which isn't often, admittedly, he uses it almost every sentence. In the past, white people saying it didn't bother me too much. I just laugh at them getting caught and receiving backlash. Now, though, it's kind of cringy to hear. I tell them to stop, and he always excuses it and says that I shouldn't care since I'm not black anyways. I tell him that I just don't like it, and he should respect that. So he'll usually tone it down after that, but the next time he's back on the bullshit. He never lets it slip around my wife.
Who is black.
Right. Yeah. But I feel weird having a friend that says this fuck shit and I'm letting it slide pretty much. I'm not cutting ties or decking him, etc. He doesn't have many friends, so I don't want to abandon such a long friendship, but I still continue to be should I still continue to be a best man to someone who uses the word me and my wife find disrespectful? I'm mainly concerned because I don't think my wife would want to go to his wedding knowing his stubbornness and overall dislike she has at some of his activities or beliefs. He's a Trump supporter, collar leashes on his neck. One upper other shit. I'm literally just reading.
Wait,
I'm
what? Sorry.
I didn't. I'm,
what is going on?
I'm just reading this verbatim. I'm
column
sorry.
Leashes,
collars,
collars and leashes around his neck.
On his neck. I don't know what that means.
Oh, it's like some S&M type shit.
Oh, okay.
How do you know so quick? you didn't even look confused. He was just nodding and agreeing.
They did do a top three porn stars episode. Yes. Yeah. So
okay. I see you, Jalen. That's cool. Okay. I'm not judging. I don't kink shame.
And it would feel weird being a best man to someone my wife doesn't really jive with, even though I'm kind of loyal when it comes to people in my life. I don't give up on people easily. I forgive a lot. Don't know if this added info helps, but I see him like once a year on average, and we talk a few times a year. I live with my wife. Also, I use wife interchangeably with longtime girlfriend, so sorry if that was confusing.
Damn, he must say nigga
a
lot.
I'm confused as fuck.
Like, if you only hang out with him once a year and talk to him a few times, he must be saying nigga a lot.
Yeah, to affect you like that.
Yeah. God dang.
What's the collars around his neck got to do with anything?
Maybe the wife is just uncomfortable
with that.
Just
trying to maybe paint a picture of
who he is. I don't know.
Talking about who he's talking about.
Is he wearing it in public? I don't get it.
He might be.
Is he wearing it in public?
He's wearing a collar and a leash in public.
He might be.
For what fucking... You style, man. What is wrong with you? What are you doing?
Really?
Tell me ain't nobody putting no leash around your neck, Jalen.
No. It's not me, but I've seen that.
You've seen people in public.
I told you when I went out with that girl to that, I saw that at Pride.
Where are you?
That's Pride. I'm saying at Kroger or like Target.
Maybe 5 points.
But he did say they're both gay.
What the fuck? That's a thing?
It probably is.
I thought you saw that morning. We would.
Oh,
what
come
the
on.
Fuck would you think that? What you want to say about me?
No, what you mean? What you mean?
What you mean? What you mean?
I'm trying to tell you. So I'm just saying, it's just like certain type of crowds that you're around. Like you go to a lot of bars and stuff like that. Like in
Maybe you do be aware.
Damn, Mike, what type of freaky shit you into, man?
I want to know what's in his head right now. So
no,
keep talking.
I do have something in my head because you was into
Let's
the whole goth scene and all that at once upon a time.
That's different. But okay, they would do it at the actual goth club,
right?
I'm asking. He makes it sound like they're just walking around downtown at the park.
But I think that's the picture that he's trying to paint. That he's like a golf type guy.
Do they have leashes on him too?
I've seen a person walking, have another person with a leash around their neck, and they're walking them.
But just in a regular day setting.
Yeah, that's tight.
That's fucking weird. I'm not saying that. No, you're not. I'm just saying.
That's what Cardi B means. What she mean,
dog walking? Shut up.
That's weird.
I've seen that at like metal shows or like concerts, but not like you said, like not at the grocery store.
And I've never seen that. I've never seen anybody with a dog leash on.
Talking grocery store. I think he's just like
maybe they went to the grocery store before the concert.
The white kids.
That's on the wrist.
This is besides the point. Can
no, it's not,
question?
Because it's like, why are you even putting it in there that he walks around with a fucking dog leash
we
on?
Need
his
to know
wife
that.
Is uncomfortable.
Yes.
Bro, you can't be saying nigga and you walk around with a fucking dog leash on. You just can't. That's not the way this works. That's not the way this
sometimes
works.
Sometimes white people look at black people like dogs.
But he's the one with the leash. He's the white
Maybe
guy that says nigga
Maybe he
is
wants
wearing
to be
the leash.
A nigga.
Yeah, clearly.
Wow.
He's obsessed.
Ew.
I don't know.
And he's a Trump supporter? I just don't get any of this.
He put his napkin down. You put your napkin down. You are fucking done.
And the thing about it, it's the collar that got him.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I'm saying, I just don't get it.
He can say, nigga, all he wants is collar.
I'm saying. But y'all know how I feel about white folks saying, nigga, it's just a collar.
Right. I just don't. When I first read it, I thought he was going to say something along the lines of, like, blue collar in terms of, like, jobs or whatever, maybe.
This motherfucker said leash.
Yeah,
I forgot his collar.
Yeah, he said collar slash leash.
He should yank him. Every time he says, nigga, just yank his leash down. He'll stop.
He should. Yeah, that is a good idea.
His wife slash long time turn girlfriend just thinks he's a weirdo, basically.
I mean, if he's walking around a Kroger with a fucking leash on, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's weird, all he's trying to say. Is
also,
like, yo,
why is wife slash long-term girlfriend, is that interchangeable?
No.
It's not.
Okay, just wondering.
What'd you say?
Is that what common it is? Law.
My wife would be saying it's his long-term girlfriend slash wife. They've been together so long. It's like a common-law wife. I call her my wife.
He can't have been with her that long to be a common law wife. How this guy doesn't sound like he. Well, it doesn't matter.
It could be his thing.
He said he was 22.
Yeah, he can't have been with her that long.
He's been with her for 4 years.
Oh no, that's not common law yet.
Damn,
no,
4 years. Good God.
Yeah, his wife might want to ask him why the fuck he's interchanging these terms, because that's weird. We doing everything.
FIFA was doing that.
I know, right?
FIFA was doing that for a while. He's calling his girl wifey.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was doing that.
But
that was
but when not he, wife. That was, he was saying wifey.
Right.
I mean, you know,
that was after he had proposed to her.
No,
because that's the thing. But you know, that's the thing.
Not the
murmur.
Okay.
From the corner.
Nah, that don't count.
Wrong. Wrong. Hell nah. Okay. Right.
Y'all
so,
go ahead and answer this man's question.
Okay, so I think out of respect to your girlfriend, you should, not play best man in his wedding, but to me it sounds like y'all need to completely reevaluate the friendship, because I feel like at this point you're trying to savor a relationship that to me doesn't even sound like it's worth saving. You barely fucking see him, you barely talk to him. Every time you do talk to him, it's some problematic shit, and he keeps ignoring the fact that you dislike the fact that you say nigga. I mean, that he says it, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, A, I don't fucking like that shit, and he's completely, you know, not acknowledging that and just saying it anyways. And then he's using the excuse that you're white, so you shouldn't have a problem with that. That's completely ignoring the fact that intersectionality is also a thing. And then it's just kind of like, to me, it doesn't seem worth saving, especially if you live with your girlfriend. You have, in my opinion, more loyalty to her than it sounds like with this random guy that you don't. You know what I'm saying? Don't be friends with somebody because you're scared that they're going to be alone in the world or whatever the fuck. Cut that shit off. Fuck it.
And sometimes you outgrow people. And like the dude even said himself, like, well, you know, when I was younger, it didn't bother me when white people said nigga. But now that I, you know, have a black girlfriend, or maybe you're probably just more woke or more aware, like now he doesn't like that. So that's the thing. Like sometimes you maybe start out ignorant of certain issues and then you learn more. And then you got to look at the motherfuckers you were hanging around before you knew more and be like, OK, do I still want to be around these people that don't align with my values?
I mean, he's a Trump supporter. So, I mean, to me, that would be enough. But, you know,
You know he's calling your girlfriend nigga, right?
Literally.
Right. I just want you to know that, bro.
Literally, yeah. That should be enough.
Not around.
That should be enough.
And he's doing it with a collar and leash on, too.
Right.
I'm not the only one.
Yeah. B?
What was the question? I had asked. Y'all was talking, and I'm like,
B.
What was the question again?
B.
Like, because y'all was laughing in commotion so much. Hold on.
He want to know what to do about the white guy calling the other white people niggas.
That's what it was? That was the initial
question.
That's
like, should he still be his friend?
Saying nigga around other white people.
Yeah, like, should he be his friend? Should he be his best man in his wedding is what he was asking.
Oh, no. Hell no. No.
No,
he shouldn't be his best man. No, he should. Right. He should cut him off, actually, in my opinion.
Especially because of the leash, right?
Well, I mean, that throws a little cherry on top, but you know, I would say, yeah,
he
needs
to walk him down the aisle.
I know, right? But yeah, I think he should cut him off. Like, no,
yeah, because
didn't you say he don't hang with him that much anyway, right?
Yeah, they don't.
No,
what kind of shit is this?
I say no.
Yeah, I think they just known each other for 10 years or something. So it's like one of those childhood friends.
Yeah, cut him off at that point. Like you said, you outgrow, so just cut him off.
I wonder what this obsession is with the word nigga.
The same obsession that everybody else has. What are you talking about? Because the fact that he said so much.
Yeah, he said so much. You know, he said when they be having sex too. That's
probably
his thing.
We're not doing. Ew.
I'm just saying. You know what happened, Mike.
Ew.
Wait, hold on. With the leash.
But no, wait. The other dude is gay and he's dating a white man. Is that? Did I?
I think they're all white except the wife.
Yeah.
So you think the he think his friend is calling his partner nigga while they're fucking.
Mm-hmm. With the leashes on.
Interesting.
Yep.
And I think interesting.
I hope they don't get choked.
Did he say nigga or nigger? Is he specifically
A? I don't think it. I mean, to me, it doesn't matter.
No, it does.
Get your nigga ass back here.
Both of them are wrong, but I think there'd be a different discussion.
They come from a slightly different space.
Yes. There'd be a different story here if it was nigger. Both of them are disgusting and wrong, but that's cool. You don't have to. But I think that if he was being like, you know, if he's fucking his partner and he's saying nigger when he has a leash on, I think there's a different story that's involved there.
Yeah.
Nigga, while it's still fucked up, I feel like he's trying to use it the way we use it as a term of endearment. No one uses a term of endearment with nigger.
I think he's a Tarantino fan.
Probably.
That trash motherfucker. Gotta be. Yep.
We're not talking about Tarantino.
I'm just saying. Yep.
Anyways.
Well, thanks, Charles, for your question. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to any of our other social media platforms. We love Twitter DMs as well. Just send us your questions and keep us posted.
My nigga.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.